Hi, welcome to an update on great ways to get your work out into the open in a fast and timely manner to do well for your own artistic inspiration. Now, one of the things that's been in the press recently is how theatre reviews sometimes break embargoes, and now with social media out and about as much as it is, then so many bloggers are going to first nights or previews of highly expensive theatre shows and then blogging what they feel. Is this right or wrong? I mean, most bloggers in that position will have bought a ticket to do that, but then there is an official embargo on trained journalists that they cannot report on what the show was like until the official opening of the show, and this gives the creative team time to prepare and to get the show exactly how they want in front of a live audience, often for reduced price tickets up until the opening night. So it's interesting to see both sides of the argument, but with some very high profile shows having a mixed response in the early days, you can understand why marketing teams are enforcing these embargoes. So with the Edinburgh Fringe now just about a week away, it's an interesting argument. Should brand new shows that are opening have that period of grace to get the energy together? Or if they are charging for tickets, does that give the right of anyone, a blogger, to tweet or to write about what they really saw? But the problem, of course, is that if it's a negative review, it can close a show. However, it's a positive review, then that's all well and good. And when you have around 3,000 shows you're competing with, the positive result is good. So I'd be interested to hear on your thoughts as to what you think is best there. And for people who want to buy a ticket, would they rather wait and have an official review or hear something very early on as to what's great? The one thing that is true is that word of mouth very often does make a show in Edinburgh. When you have a whole month to sell your tickets for, then the word of mouth can build and you can do very well at the end with some sellouts happening. So past sellouts can be a great indication of things to see, like Thrill Me or like Shakespeare for Breakfast. But another thing you can try is being the reviewer yourself. This is a great way to flex your writing muscles, and if you can lodge yourself as an official reviewer or explain that you want to review it for a blog that gets some traffic, then you're likely to be getting 2 free tickets for a show. And if you are reviewing something for the first time, then why not go and see something that is already familiar and that you will have an idea about what you want to write about? For example, if you're a musical fan, then why not go and have a look at Rachel Tucker? She was well known for her role on the Andrew Lloyd Webber I'd Do Anything TV show, and she went on to play the role of Elphaba. Well, she's at the Fringe singing West End and Broadway shows. So that may be something, if you already have an interest in music and performance, that's something you would enjoy and perhaps enjoy writing about and share how your experience was. If you also love classical music in a popular sense, then how about The Other Guys? This is brand new for 2017 at the Fringe, and this is going to be a tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, so you get a chance to relive this magic in a tribute to the most successful band in music history, especially if you know a little bit about Frankie Valli or that season of music, then you can bring that knowledge out into your review. So again, the benefits of writing a review means that you get your name up on a review, get yourself published. It can be a pathway into other publishing areas, and you get your free tickets. And when you're at the Fringe, a lot of shows are around £10, but if you want to see 4 or 5 shows in a day, then this can add up. I wanted to just mention that during this weekend, I do have a free version of my book, How to Write a Review in 90 Minutes. So if you take a copy of that on your Kindle, then as you walk around the Fringe, you can jot down the notes and answer the questions that I say to ask, and then you will have your review ready to go. So you won't be spending all night on that. So if you go onto Amazon and search my name, Lita Doolan, LitaDoolan, and How to Write a Review in 90 Minutes, I've had some great reviews of this and people are finding it useful. So I would just urge you, well, if it's free, then download it. Otherwise, it's just a small fee to have that on your Kindle, and that will enable you to go and review the shows that you want to see this year at Edinburgh and other fringes. So finally, just wrapping up some of the ideas of how you can connect with some great art this weekend. Then we look for A tribute to the Blues Brothers live. Simply unmissable, a smash hit. And that's something I'm looking forward to winding down on at the end of a great Edinburgh Fringe day. It's had some 5-star reviews and some really great comments. So I'm really looking forward to catching up with that and going to downtown Chicago to finish off my day. So whatever you're finishing off your day with today, I wish you a great week ahead, lots of inspiration, more power to your work, and do share anything you've seen that you'd like me to cover. Do subscribe or leave me a comment, and I look forward to talking soon.